Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the Bible, John 11, verses 49 and 50. That's our passage today. Then one of them, named Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year, spoke up. You know nothing at all. You do not realize that it is better for you that one man die for the people than the whole nation perish. In Israel's past, high priests held the position for their entire life. The Romans, however, feared longevity would give a man too much power, so they appointed high priests at their convenience. Caiaphas was a puppet of Rome. He was appointed by the empire in 18 AD, and he ruled for 18 years. Jerusalem was buzzing with this news about Jesus. He stood before a tomb and raised a dead man to life. Everyone wanted to see this miracle worker. They wondered if he might be the anointed one from God, what the Hebrews called the Messiah, the Greeks called Christ. The religious leaders had tried to stop Jesus, but his influence over the people was growing, and Caiaphas feared that if too many people followed Jesus, Rome would destroy the Jewish nation. So he said it's better for one man to die than for the whole nation to be destroyed. John recognized the irony in the high priest's statement. Caiaphas simply wanted Jesus killed and out of the picture. But in his statement, he pointed to the Lamb of God that would be the substitutionary atonement for all people. Without knowing it, Caiaphas's words and actions were fulfilling the Old Testament prophecy of Jesus, the suffering servant. So, Father, thank you for sending your Son to be a sacrificial lamb that takes away my sin. Please help me to respond to Jesus and his love with thanksgiving and praise and obedience. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you'd like for us to pray for you here at The Journey, just send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.